Scorpio Sky, Christopher Daniels, Frankie Zay, collectively known as SoCal Uncensored or
SCU. This is Catch, Hook, and Shoot, the worst podcast I've ever been on.
Word.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Catch, Hook, and Shoot, the best podcast you never heard of. My name's Tom. I am your host. And for those of you watching on YouTube, you can see I am not by myself. With me right now is the other half of Catch, Hook, and Shoot, Charlie G.
Hey there, wrestling fans.
And we are talking right now live on Zoom with Warrior Wrestling promoter, CEO, Mr. Steve Tortorello. How you doing, Steve?
I am great, gentlemen. Happy to be with you guys.
So we are today talking about Warrior Wrestling Sweet 16 coming up tomorrow, actually, October the 16th. And I'm going to just start right off the bat here. How the hell did you guys get Bret freaking Hart?
Well, this has been in process for nearly 2 years, a year and three quarters. I will tell you this, a shout out to Dave Meltzer. Uncle Dave is the first one that connected us in December of 2019, I think. And we were in talks with Bret and his representation about Bret being on Warrior Wrestling 8 in February of 2020. And if you remember, that show actually had a pink and black color scheme to it. And the hope was that Bret was going to be at that show, but he had another obligation. He actually is on a deal with WWE where he does some promotions for on sales and things in Canada. And they had a show in Edmonton, Canada coming up, and the on sale was the date of our show, and they needed Bret there for the big kickoff. So before we ever announced him or made it public, Bret was not going to be on Warrior 8 anymore. So we've stayed in contact with Bret and his representatives throughout the whole pandemic. And we talked a little bit when we came back to shows with Friday Night Lights in the first stadium series in 2020, still couldn't travel between the US and Canada at that time. As we got into this summer, it didn't really make sense. And we kept talking back and forth. And then ultimately we found a date that worked. And they wanted to do it and we wanted to do it. And we said, let's do it. So now after a 19 month delay, Bret the Hitman Hart comes to Warrior Wrestling.
That is awesome. I mean, speaking strictly for myself, Steve, you know how big of a fan I am of the technical style of wrestling. So, you know, growing up a wrestling fan, Bret Hart was like my hero. So this is huge. And I normally we talk about the fan fest at the end of our chats, but you know, This one's all about Bret. You guys have a 3-hour fan fest this time.
Yeah. And that's the way Bret works. Bret, if he's going to come, he wants to meet a lot of people. He wants to meet the fans. He wants to see the people. And so that was the discussion with Bret actually that led to that. They're like, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it for 3 hours. We said, awesome. We're having a 3-hour fan fest then. And there we go. So the people can meet Bret. They can watch the wrestling ring be built. We're going to have Bret's greatest matches up on the video board in the gym. And then later on in the Fan Fest, we're going to have 4 exclusive live matches just for the people at Fan Fest. And then all of the other talent from the show will be there as well. So we're trying to make it a really special experience and just make it something unlike we've done before. We're always trying to do something new.
And you guys definitely come through on that. I mean, four matches on the Fan Fest is crazy. And I'm just going to like run down those four matches real quick. You've got Tootie Lynn versus Blair Onyx, Jordan Cross versus Trevor Outlaw, which Trevor's one to watch. I've you know, seen him quite a bit at Warrior, had a chance to interact with him a little bit out of the ring. Very cool guy. I'll say that, but then let's see here. Bret Noctis and Zach Myers versus Mark Anthony and Eli Isom. And then Mark Wheeler versus Will Alday. So you guys have some pretty good matches lined up just for the Fan Fest.
Yeah, I will say this, you know, as you said, yes, Trevor's definitely a guy to watch. We see him as future main show Warrior Wrestling material. He's a great character, great human being as well. And that Will Alday versus Mark Wheeler match, those two guys can absolutely go. Mark's been on a couple of our shows in the past with Space Pirates and a few others. Will Alday is an incredible talent out of Texas who we've had our eye on honest to God, for a year, year and a half, and just haven't been able to make it work to get him on a show. And these two guys are coming to steal the entire night. So do not sleep on that match.
Yeah, I'm excited to see some of these, because these are a lot of these are new names to me, but I say it every time with Warrior. If they're on Warrior, I already know they're good. So I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of these guys for the first time.
Awesome. Well, we're looking forward to sharing them with people.
And so let's get into the main card here, starting off with a tag team match. Dan the Dad and KLD versus Beastman and Warhorse.
Yes.
How, why Beastman and Warhorse together?
Last show.
Well, yeah, well, if you remember, they clashed in the Stadium Series in August, and that ended afterwards with Beastman giving Warhorse his hide, his skin, and Warhorse wearing the hide, and Warhorse giving Beastman his vest, and Beastman squeezing into that vest.
Oh my
and
God.
There, they banged together. And it was like nuclear fusion. Two atoms come together, and the power unleashed could destroy or create a world. And so Beast Horse will run wild against no new friends, Dad the Dad and KLD. Now, they as well, talk about characters. Dan the Dad has been really just an incredible character who's come into his own the last couple of years in wrestling. And KLD is a hefty son of a gun. So if Beastman's used to smashing things and throwing people around, he's not used to a guy like KLD. So it's going to be a really interesting matchup between those two teams.
Yeah, and I mean, if you listen to the ring intros, you know, Beastman and Warhorse, that's over 2 tons of humanity just on that one side of the ring.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I'm sorry, over 2 tons of heavy metal and beast,
heavy
I guess.
Metal and you know, Paleolithic meat.
Yes. So that, yeah, that one should be interesting. I'm looking forward to that. I always love seeing Warhorse. Beastman, I've become a big fan of Beastman just from seeing him at Warrior. He puts on a great match, and he moves so good for a guy his size.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, right? You see Beastman, and I put Beastman in the same category as I used to put Space Monkey in. The first time I saw Space Monkey was at a Chikara show in Logan Square Auditorium 4 or 5 years ago, whatever it was. And I had heard about the gimmick, and I'm like, oh, Space Monkey. All right. And then you see him live, and I go, never mind. I was totally wrong. I'm so sorry. He just completely inhabits what he is, and he's a phenomenal performer. It's the same thing for Beastman. We had Beastman suggested to us a few times, and we're like, all right, he's a beast. He's a Beastman, whatever. And then you see him, and you go, oh, never mind. I was wrong to prejudge. He's perfect. And that's what he is. He's perfect. I love him as a performer. We all love him as a performer. And that's why he will be a mainstay Warrior, because he is just something special.
And so is the official name of this team Beast Horse, or is it War Beast, or what is it?
You know, I'm calling them Beast Horse. I don't think they've decided. I don't think they've talked much, but I'm calling them Beast Horse.
But we'll go with that.
Yeah, that works for me. And then so next up, now you've got another championship being defended here, the brand new Ring of Honor Women's Championship, Roxy defending against Lainey Luck. How did you guys pull this off, getting a brand new Ring of Honor title defended at Warrior?
You know, I'll say this, Roxy's in the same boat that Will Alday's in, somebody that we've had our eye on for a long time. And just because we had other women's matches lined up, for whatever reason, it just didn't work to bring her in. And her stock just went up big time in the last couple months in the ROH women's tournament, and then winning the title. And so we said, all right, like, is there something here? And if you'll notice, the Warrior Wrestling Women's Championship is not being defended this week. Thunder Rosa is busy. They have AEW Dynamite tomorrow in Miami. And so we said, but we want a women's championship defended. What if Ring of Honor's title could be defended? So we reached out to Roxy. She coordinated with Maria Kanellis Bennett, who runs the women's division in Ring of Honor. And all of a sudden, bada bing, bada boom, we've got an ROH women's title shot on our show. And who better than Lainey Luck, a local Chicago wrestler who has been everywhere, from freelance to freelance underground to Zello. She's been in Ring of Honor competing in their tournament. She's an incredible performer. So we're really happy that there will be women's wrestling one-on-one on display, and it will be for a title at our show.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that one, because, you know, like we said, brand new championship. They just crowned Roxy the champion, but just a few weeks ago. So
yeah, within a month, and she beat Miranda Alizé, who's also somebody that's long time been on our list of, we've got to get Miranda Alizé here, because she's incredible too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's see, next up. This is one that's going to be a hard hitting match, to say the least. Moose versus Sam Adonis. Sam Adonis, of course, Warrior mainstay. He's there pretty much. He pretty much lives at Warrior.
Yeah. And this is a match of heavyweights. So we have some cruiserweights, we have some flyers, we have some luchas, we have some super heavyweights in KLD and Beastman. This is a traditional heavyweight main event style match. But the cool thing is these guys aren't traditional heavyweights. You see, mm-hmm. seen how Sam can move. You've seen him bust out dives and top rope walks and 450s. And Moose has just gotten in unbelievable shape. And he tore the house down against Tomohiro Ishii at the last New Japan show out in LA, where he was doing crazy top rope stuff and whatnot. So it's a traditional main event heavyweight match, but with two guys who can push beyond that style. And I think really it's a perfect meshing for each of them. It's what each of those guys need to shine. And we think the match is going to kill.
Yeah. I mean, that could legitimately be a main event match on its own. So, and I would dare say, you know, possibly the winner could be in line for a Warrior title shot at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, both of these guys have had some wins and losses, some ups and downs in Warrior, but each of them is good enough to be able to throw down with whoever the champion is at the time.
Yeah, so definitely can't wait for that one. Hopefully Sam Adonis stays in the arena this time and doesn't, you know, run away.
Yeah, well, that didn't work out for him too well against Lance Archer last year. So
No, it didn't.
Although I will say this too, I don't foresee any running away in Sam Adonis's future. If anybody caught what happened in August, he didn't run away from Jay White. It was Jay White who kind of walked out on the fans, and Sam's relationship with the fans is changing. So I don't foresee him running away from anything.
Yeah. And see, I'm a little bit out of the loop. I wasn't at the August show. Charlie actually covered that one for us. Thank you again for that, Charlie.
No problem. It was fun to watch. A little different, but it was still fun.
But yeah, Sam Adonis, I mean, I know he's, you know, the Rudo, as he calls himself, but he has grown on me a lot. And, you know, just interacting with him a little bit outside the ring as well. Again, a very cool guy. And he's all over the place lately. He's in the NWA. He's in Impact. He's in AAA. I mean, the guy is all over the globe.
Yeah, he really is. And before the pandemic, he did several tours with All Japan. You mentioned AAA. He main evented the big AAA show this past weekend. It was a
three-cage
match. Sam really is the best guy that not a lot of people know about yet, truly. And all it's going to take, I think, is one shot on AEW or one of those things for everybody else to wake up to what all of us know, which is that this guy is built for stardom.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's move on to the next one here. We've got Chandler Hopkins taking on Buddy Matthews, formerly Buddy Murphy from WWE.
Yeah, and so Chandler is a guy, he was on a pre-show match for us last year in the Stadium Series. And then this past Stadium Series show, he was in the GMSI, the Scramble. And he really impressed. A lot of people walked out of that match going, who is the cowboy? That guy was great. He's another one of these guys from down in Texas who's been on our radar for a long time. And he impressed so much in the GMSI. We said, you know what? He'd be a great opponent for when we bring in Buddy Murphy, Buddy Matthews. And so now it's locked up. These are two guys that could go. And Buddy is rearing to prove himself after being cut.
Oh, yeah.
This guy who's having the match of the week every week at WWE for a year, when he was with Seth Rollins, when he was against Mysterio, doing all those things. And then they just dropped the ball on him, and he has so much left to give. And it's going to be interesting to see how he takes off.
Yeah, I can't wait to see this one, because like you said, he was putting on great matches in WWE, and they just kind of let him go for whatever reason. So he's somebody that I think once he gets going, either on the indies or whether he goes to Impact or Ring of Honor or AEW, wherever he goes, he is going to thrive, because he can, you know, just go out there and let loose.
Yeah, he's built like a New Japan heavyweight. This is a guy that can throw kicks and knees against Ibushi or Omega back in his day, etc. It's going to be good.
Yeah, I can't wait to see this. I can't wait to see, you know, Buddy Matthews with the handcuffs off, so to speak. So
he wrestled Casey Navarro a couple weeks ago, and it was damn good. And I can't wait to see it in person.
Yeah, I can't either. So next up, another interesting matchup here. Calvin Tankman taking on Josh Alexander, the Impact X Division champion. or is he former X Division champion now because he exercised option C?
Yeah.
Option C, he turned it in. This is a match. So when we lay out a show, we don't want any two matches to be exactly the same. We want each of them to have something unique. And as a fan, I want to see something different. This is the match where I've been telling people guys are just going to smash each other in the jaw with forearms and suplex each other all over the damn ring. This match is going to be a slobber knocker, and I am here for it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Calvin Tankman, you know, I've seen a handful of his matches in MLW. I've seen him at Warrior, obviously. You know, tremendous athlete. Again, another guy for his size, the way he can move and the stuff he can do is amazing. And Josh Alexander is just a damn good wrestler.
Yes.
So
he is maybe the closest thing there is now to the mold of Bret Hart. There's a lot of people that have Bret-isms within them. Josh as a whole package is very Bret. If you look at how strategic and how calculating and how executing he is in his moves, it's a lot like Bret Hart.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd have to agree. And he is actually, like we said, gave up the X Division Championship. He is next in line for an Impact title shot against Christian Cage. And that's another one I'm definitely ready to see.
Yeah, that could be a sleeper match of the year for Impact, but match of the year for anywhere. I mean, that is going to be a really well laid out, great professional wrestling match.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
and Kelvin's in a show in about an hour from now. So he'll be ready to go because he had a match tonight.
Yeah, a lot of the guys do. I know Hopkins is flying right in from a match. Buddy's flying in from a match. Ace Austin, Calvin, Alexander as well. I mean, there's yeah. These guys are road warriors.
All right, so next up we got another tag team match, this time a mixed tag team match. Pretty Proper versus, it was supposed to be the team of Yo-Kai, but I guess Yo-Ya is not cleared to compete, so he's being replaced by Jason Hotch, correct? That is
correct, yes. And so this is going to be a match with a lot of martial arts influence. So Pretty Proper, Lady Frost, and Victor Benjamin, they are strikers. They are kickers. And they, you know, Victor Benjamin's been in Bloodsport for GCW. Lady Frost has been here against Kylie, and you've seen her on the NWA and a couple of their tapings and on their big 75th anniversary event. And Yo-Kai, or in this case, just Jinai Kai, she is a martial artist through and through. You can see it in her look and what she wears in her ring gear, and you can see it in her incredible kicks. Jason Hotch has been on a couple of our shows. He was in the Scramble last September, and then he faced Evil Uno in August, and he's really, really impressed. He's a student of Trey Miguel. So as a whole, there are two tag matches on the show. One is going to be some characters with a lot of big strength and power. This is going to be a crisp, quick, lightning fast tag match, and we are really excited about the energy that these two teams are going to bring to the show.
Yeah. Jinai brings it out. She's an ass kicker, I'll put it like that.
Yes. Yeah, she will. You joke around, she'll kick your beer out of your hand and send it across the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah, see, this again will be my first time seeing her. Pretty Proper, of course, was at the last time saw them was at during the Stadium Series, kind of getting into it with the Varsity Blondes a little bit, besides Lady Frost having the title match against Kylie Rae.
Yep. Yeah. They're Pretty Proper is a great duo, and we see a very bright future for them.
Yeah, definitely. I've been impressed with them every time that I've seen them. Now this next one is the match for me. This is, well, one of them. There's two on this one that I'm like super excited about, and this is one of them. Davey Richards and Ace Austin.
Yeah. We've been high on Ace Austin for a long time. I think he first appeared at Warrior 3. And Davey Richards is, you know, Eric and I are huge fans of mid-2000s to mid-2010s Ring of Honor. So Davey Richards and Eddie as the Wolves feuding with each other, et cetera, that is what we were there for, you know. And when Davey came out of retirement this past summer, we had a lot of talks with Davey about coming in, and he's worked against Jonathan Gresham for us, and he's coming back in this show. It's one of those things where sometimes people tell you don't meet your idols. Davey's one of our favorites. He's been awesome. Absolutely awesome. He blows that adage out of the water. And not only has he been great to work with, but his performances now are somehow better than they were in his quote unquote prime, because he's more mature. He's more thoughtful. And I will tell you this, I have a lot of conversations with wrestlers. I was talking to Jonathan Gresham in July after he faced Davey Richards, and Gresham shook my hand and he goes, Steve, he's so good. He's so good. He's the best person I've ever been in a ring with. He said, you got to have him wrestle against everybody who you see as an up and comer because they can learn so much facing Davey Richards. And that is just the highest praise anyone could give him. And so we're really excited for this match. We think Ace Austin has just this incredible future. I think he's frankly been underpushed and underutilized in a few different places.
Yeah.
And I think letting him go all out against Davey Richards is going to show people what Ace can do. And it's going to show people just how good Davey is.
Yeah. I can't wait for this one. I mean, I've said it more than once, that match between Richards and Gresham was probably the best pure wrestling match I've ever seen in my life. It was amazing. And Davey Richards, it seems to be such a humble guy. Cause I put that out on Twitter and he actually replied to me. He's like, that was all Gresham. And yeah. I replied back to him. I'm like, I'm pretty sure either one of you could have a match with a broomstick and get 5 stars.
Yeah. Well, he's so, so good. And it's that match that you mentioned against Gresham in July that I alluded to earlier. We put out a Ringside Films version of it on YouTube. If anybody listening hasn't watched it, go watch it. It's where we have cameramen at ringside, very zoomed in. So not like the feed you'd see when you order the actual event. And it gets every kick. You hear every bone crunch. You hear every time they slam against the mat. And this one is with no commentary track put on it. It's just a raw feeling as if you had your elbows on the ring apron and were watching the match. I highly recommend it to anyone who loves strong style or technical wrestling.
I second that.
Yeah. And there's been a couple times, you know, people talking about like Jonathan Gresham on Twitter or something that are like new to him. They're not Ring of Honor fans or whatever it might be. They're like, you know, recommend some Jonathan Gresham matches to me. That's the first one I always put down. I'm like, Gresham versus Richards at Warrior. Find it, watch it, watch it multiple times, because you'll see something different every time you watch it, because it's just amazing.
Yeah, it's truly beautiful. These are two guys who are the masters of their craft.
Yeah, and now, you know, Richards against Ace Austin. Ace Austin a little bit more on the speed side of it. Richards more of a mat technician. So this is gonna be a really good match with these two guys.
Yeah, agreed.
And next up, another just what I think could potentially steal the show: Alex Shelley versus Casey Navarro.
Yes. Yeah, these are guys. I mean, Casey Navarro has just owned the summer at Warrior. He had a great match with Cole Radrick, a great match with Dante Martin, and then he won the GMSI to earn the Contenders Medallion. He's awesome. He is the future of wrestling, the personality, the charisma, the presence, the speed. Alex Shelley, like Davey Richards, is a generational talent who has only gotten better with age. And right now he's on a tear. He just won the IWTV title from Wheeler Yuta. He's been in NXT over the last little while. He's been in Impact. He's been in New Japan. He has just been this all-around man of the world. And he is a king of technical wrestling. And so you mentioned speed of Ace Austin and technical mat skills of Davey Richards. I think Alex Shelley combines both of those things. There's an argument to be made that Shelley might be one of the best there is. Shelley had a match with Austin Aries at Warrior 6 that was just astounding. And here you have a veteran who wants to show how good he still is and a young guy who wants to show how good he can be. This is another candidate to steal the show.
Yeah, definitely. And like you mentioned, Casey Navarro has the Warrior Medallion. Now I'm curious about that, because like I said, I didn't make it to the last show because of some personal stuff. So obviously that means he gets a future title shot at the Warrior Championship. Now, is this something like with the Money in the Bank where he can just say, I'm cashing it in, or does it have to be like pre-planned?
It can be cashed in at any time.
Nice.
At any time. And it's not necessarily just the main Warrior title. If Casey decided he was going to be a luchador for the night, he could go after Aramis or Horace or Gringo. So there's a lot of wiggle room with what Casey can do with that medallion.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, like his promo yesterday was real cool.
Yeah.
Check out Twitter. Check out the Facebook page. His promo was awesome.
Yeah, and I actually got a chance to talk to Casey at the last show that I was at. Again, I sound like a broken record to say this about everybody I meet at Warrior. Seems like a very cool guy, very down to earth. You know, I highly recommend, if you get a chance to talk to him at the Fan Fest or whatever, do it, and you won't be disappointed.
Yeah, good dude. Really good dude.
And then now talking about the Lucha Championship, we've got three-way match here for the Lucha title. Rey Horus versus Gringo Loco versus Aramis, who is the current Lucha champion. This match is going to be all over the place.
It is, and that's what we're going for. I mean, Lucha has been one of the bedrock pieces of Warrior Wrestling since our very beginning. And obviously, we introduced the title this past summer, and this is going to be a match that pits guys who have really stolen the show. Aramis has been on the last three shows, and he was on Warrior 8. Gringo Loco has been on a handful of shows against a variety of opponents. Rey Horus was here for Warrior 7 in a scramble with Gringo Loco and Taurus and Drago and Aerostar. So Horus has had a history here as well, and he picked up the win. So he's a guy that's really, really been impressive, not only in his outing here at Warrior Wrestling, but in Ring of Honor, obviously in Lucha Underground as well. So you've got three guys who can fly, three guys who can mat wrestle. It's going to be an exciting, different match than the others. The others we're talking about kicks and strikes and technical prowess. This is going to be a lot of speed and flying.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay, and I'm getting a notice here. We only got 10 minutes left on the call, so let's get right to the last match here, which is the one I am most looking forward to. I can't wait to see this match. Trey Miguel defending the Warrior Championship against Jonathan Gresham.
Yes. Yes.
This match is going to be sick.
Yeah, I mean, these are two of my – I mean, I'm in such a cool position, right, because I get to be the promoter, the booker in with other people, and then do a lot of the other things for the show. But I also just get to be a fan, right? And like, part of this is a match I want to see. So this is a match that I would drive to another town to see. This is a match I would plunk down my money to sit in the first row and see. These are two guys who are at the absolute epitome of their abilities right now, and they're two of the best in the world. And we've seen that, as you mentioned earlier, with Gresham against Davey Richards. Gresham has also faced Alex Shelley last summer. He's faced Daga here at Warrior. Trey Miguel, Warrior Wrestling champion, right? He's beat Jake Something. He's beat Lee Moriarty in an incredible technical match. He won the belt from Brian Pillman and Brian Cage. He had all those great outings as part of the Rascals. These are two guys between the ropes who are in the conversation for best in the world. And they're going to clash. And one of them is going to be Warrior Wrestling champion after tomorrow night. Yeah, I'm in. Sign me up.
Yeah, I can't wait for this one. I don't know if my voice is going to survive this one, because I always talk about the matches that are going to be hard to keep up with on commentary. This one. It's going to be crazy, but, you know, I'm here for it. I can't wait to see this one. So, Charlie, I think that one's going to be a little bit of a workout for us, but
it's all right. I mean, Gresham's going to be a little hungry. He's lost his last four matches, so. Elsewhere, yeah. Other than, you know, but he'll be raring to go for sure.
Yeah, and Gresham just recently lost the Ring of Honor Pure Championship, so I'm sure he's looking to pick up some more gold. So this should be a really good match.
Yeah, there's a lot on the line for each of these guys.
So that pretty much runs down the whole card here. Like I said, I think Zoom is going to cut us off here in a minute, so we'll just wrap it up really quick. Steve, you want to let everybody know where they can get tickets or watch or listen?
Yeah. So the main hub of everything is warriorwrestling.net. That is our website. It's got all the information, all the ticket links, et cetera. Our socials, Instagram and Twitter, are at Warrior Wrestling with no vowels, WRSTLNG, vowels and Warrior Wrestling, no vowels. The show is tomorrow night, Saturday, the 16th of October here in Chicago Heights. FanFest starts at 4:30 to 7:30. Show starts at 8:00. You know, come on out and check it out. If you're new or if you're a returning fan thinking about coming out again, it's a great time. It's a party. It's a festival. It's what we try to do with wrestling. And you get to see all of the incredible matches we just ran down. We will tomorrow announce our next show and some of the other big surprises coming down the pipe as well. So don't miss out. If you're a wrestling fan and you're in the area, you want to be around other wrestling fans. It is, by the way, so we follow all the protocols of Cook County. So it is masks required. That's what we're under in Cook County, is an indoor mask mandate. So please bring your mask. The seating is not socially distanced unless you want it to be. So we have a lot of bleacher space. So you and your party can distance from others if that makes you feel more comfortable. And you will be distanced as you go to meet the wrestlers as well. So feel safe. Come on down and enjoy some wrestling.
Yeah, and I can't wait to get back there. And like I said, I missed the last show. I can't wait to get back to this one. Of course, we will be broadcasting on Podbean like always. lives and free. That's always a good selling point there. So
and if you want to know the surprises, listen to us. You do not get it all on Fight. I'm sorry. Fight was like, what am I missing? What am I missing? But if you're live, you get to hear everything or hear us.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, come out, get there live, watch on Fight, listen on Podbean, one way or another, check this show out because Warrior never fails to deliver. So yeah, Steve, thank you as always for coming on the show and for everything that you've done for this show over the last couple of years. I can't thank you enough.
Guys, I like working with great people. And if I can open any doors for other people, I'm happy to do so. Charlie, Tom, good to see you guys. And I will see you tomorrow.
Yeah, all right. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Can't wait.
Bye, guys.
Bye. All right. So, yeah, we're going to sign off here. Hope everybody enjoyed the show. Hope everybody gets out to Warrior. And we will talk to you guys tomorrow. Peace.